pretty. Good. Well, you're beautiful. You know, I can hardly believe you're mine.
It's too late, dear. You had your chance.
How does it happen that we're being honored tonight?
Well, the Wilgerses don't know many people. They consider us their closest friends.
Why doesn't somebody tell them?
Because we'll end up playing bridge.
On a momentous occasion like this, their 20th wedding anniversary.
Why, can you imagine those two enduring each other for 20 years?
Well, they may not be the most enchanting people we know, but if Wilbur and Celia are happy together...
Well, if they're so happy, maybe we shouldn't intrude.
Wait. Come along, dear.
To my darling Celia, a rose for each ecstatic year. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12.
I beg your pardon, sweetie.
A rose for each year? You sent only a dozen.
Poetic license, my love.
What's the matter? Weren't you ecstatic the other 8 years?
Why, this is not like you, my love. Is something wrong?
It just seems to me that when I want to talk to you at your office on our 20th anniversary, I should not have to clear with that secretary.
Angel, Loretta was only
trying to... Loretta?
Miss Sanders, she was merely trying to protect me from the unnecessary phone calls a busy executive is exposed to. You're glowing tonight.
Unnecessary?
Lovebird, you're shouting.
Well, unless you get rid of that secretary of yours, you're going to hear some real shouting.
I will not allow your unreasonable attitude to interfere with the smooth operations of my office.
Things are running pretty smooth down there, are they? Coming! Heavens, that must be the Stones. Oh, darling!
The dear friends that we've chosen to share the bliss of this occasion.
Oh, come in, come in. Oh, yes, is that for me? Oh, I hope you like it. Oh, no.
Oh, my, that was good. Celia is truly an artist in the kitchen,
isn't
she?
It was a wonderful dinner.
It certainly was.
Well, we're pretty lucky men being married to these lovely girls.
Yeah. You know, mine can fix the electrical sockets.
He proposed to me after I changed a tire on his car.
Couldn't let a good mechanic get away.
Oh, thank you, darling, for this lovely present.
Oh, I'm glad you like it.
Oh, it's absolutely perfect. It's the nicest thing I've gotten so far.
Celia's being kittenish. See, my gift won't arrive until later.
I'm sure it'll be worth waiting for.
Oh, yes, if it ever gets here.
Well, I didn't want to buy just any meaningless bottle. I wanted something that would really express what these long years together have meant to me.
Celia, I envy you. A man who's thoughtful, attractive, and so imaginative. Dear, I hope this serves as an inspiration to you.
Next year, I'll get you a tool chest.
Oh, well, I searched for weeks, but then Loretta.
Oh?
Miss Sanders, my secretary, suggested just the thing, but they didn't have the right size in stock, so it's being delivered later tonight.
I wonder what it can be. We're in good health, my dear.
You can wear it any time you have a formal affair.
Oh, thank you.
Shall we play some bridge?
Oh, well, Alex and I haven't played in some time.
And we're not very good.
Neither are we. Wilbur and I are just beginners. Come, Wilbur.
She doesn't know one card from another.
Now, let's cut for parties.
Oh, could Alex and I play together? We have a sort of system.
Oh, well, perfectly all right, my dear. You'll make Wilbur. I'll just shuffle in myself. Tell me, do you play the Blackwood system or the overcall system?
Well, actually, we don't have a system. We have a strategy based on mutual misunderstanding.
Charming. I hope you have a good hand, Leviken. Mm,
thank you.
Pass.
I pass.
One note run.
Pass. Six spades. Well, I was going to bid one spade. I'm glad I passed.
That's a good strategy. I pass.
Let me review the bidding here now. You pass, and you pass, and one no trump, and Loretta bid six spades. Miss Sanders, my secretary, I find myself bringing the problems of the office home. Miss Sanders is very efficient. Now then, let's review the bidding here.
Wilbur, pass, pass, one no, pass, six spades.
I pass.
Six no trump.
I pass.
Seven spades.
I pass.
Pass.
Naturally. Mm-hmm. Pass.
Is that all the spades you have?
Your present.
Leviken. Oh, excuse me. Oh, I think we should learn to play bridge a little better.
We're doing fine. We both passed like experts.
But I've got seven hearts in my hand.
Keep it quiet. Maybe we can get away with it.
Oh, my dear. Patience, my dear. Anticipation is half the joy of receiving.
Oh, thank you. I can't wait. Oh, we have such wonderful shape.
Yeah. There you are, a symbol of my love for the thousands of pounds of meat that you have sliced during our married life, for the uncountable fingers that you have cut. Cecilia, happy anniversary.
It's beautiful. And a lot of thought went into choosing it.
That's true. It's not just something you pick up in any jewelry store.
Thank you. We have a bologna in the kitchen. Why don't I bring it out and demonstrate? Happy, my love?
Symbol of his love. A bologna slicer.
Poor Celia, what were we going to do?
Well, you go and comfort the stricken bride. I'll stay and watch the demonstration.
All right.
How's that?
Beautiful incision.
Did you see Celia's face when I opened the gift? Impressed, wasn't she?
Stunned.
You know, being married to Celia is quite an experience. She's so unpredictable. One minute she's an angel, and the next minute
makes life exciting, doesn't it?
It's precarious. In the last year, I've dismissed more than four secretaries. Sweetie is insanely jealous.
I presume the suspicion is all unfounded.
Well, people have been kind enough to suggest that I'm not an unattractive man. There you are, pet. Come, try your meat slicer.
I never did thank you, did I, Wilbur?
No need, my love. I saw it in your eyes.
Yes, dear.
Well, maybe it's not romantic, but it's a gesture. What's an anniversary present supposed to say? Here, thanks for putting up with me all these years.
Well, it's not supposed to say, here, slice me some bologna.
What's all this nonsense about his secretary, anyway?
Do you realize how many secretaries marry their bosses? They spend lots of time together. Secretaries become possessive.
Well, Wilbur isn't exactly the type to make a secretary jam up her typewriter keys.
Allie's type has nothing whatsoever to do with it. The papers are filled with stories of people who ruin their lives, and they're not necessarily romantic looking.
Well, who can that be?
Oh, it must be a patient.
Oh, they phone.
What is it? Where's Wilbur?
He's home slicing cheese.
Did you and Wilbur have a quarrel after we left?
You don't think I let that beast have the satisfaction of letting him know how I felt, do you? I'm washed up.
Daddy, what's the matter with Mrs. Wilkes?
Nothing, kids. Let's go back to bed.
Who's the beast?
Well, Mrs. Wilkes just got a little overexcited about a present she got.
What'd she get? A hand grenade?
Let's go upstairs.
Oh, Daddy, can't we listen? We didn't watch any TV tonight.
This program is for adults only. Back to bed.
I've kept this terrible secret from the world for years. Do you know what it's like? Being married to a handsome brute that all the women are crazy about.
Yes, I know. But you know, there's only one woman in the whole world for Wilbur, and that's you.
Sure, sure. The looks he gives you when you're not watching.
It's going to be all right, really. Now, don't you want to go home and get some sleep now? Yes.
He's probably still home slicing cheese.
It's an act of togetherness.
A meat slicer may not be a very romantic gift, but after all, Wilbur did spend weeks trying to find it.
The rest! He picked it out. I can't go home, oh, Donna. You've got to help me.
Of course, Celia.
Donna, you're my best friend, my dearest friend. I must know the truth. Go see that miss.
Oh, no, no, not that.
Oh, please, Donna. You're a woman and you will know. And if Wilbur... And...
Now, darling, you can't get involved in this.
But, Alex, I have to. Supposing it is her imagination, she's still suffering. And you heard her. She considers me her closest friend. Now, I'll just call Wilbur for lunch, take a look at the secretary report back, and that'll be the end of the crisis.
I hope so.
Alex, supposing something like this happened to us, what would I do?
Oh, darling, this never happened to us.
Well, let me warn you. On our 20th anniversary, don't you dare bring home a tool chest. Hello. Is Mr. Wilkes in? I'm Mrs. Stone.
Oh, yes, Mrs. Stone. He's expecting you. Won't you have a seat? He's on long distance.
Thank you. I should imagine it's very pleasant working for Mr. Wilkes.
I do what's expected of me, and we get along.
He's a very interesting person.
Yes, he is.
And he's very attractive, too, don't you think?
I find him a man of conviction and decision, qualities strangely lacking in men these days. He's off now. Mrs. Stone, to see you, Mr. Wilkes.
Donna, my dear. This is an unexpected pleasure.
Hello, Wilbur. I hope I'm not taking you away from some important work.
When a pretty woman calls and suggests lunch, how important is the merger of a few corporations?
Oh. You're due back for an appointment at 2:00, Mr. Wilkes.
What would I do without Miss Sanders?
Oh. Well, I won't keep you long. I just want to talk to you.
Oh, the intrigue grows. Loretta, we shall be at the Pompeian room. My dear.
Thank you.
Ha, 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 ha,
are, my
thank
dear.
You. Thank you, Wilbur.
Comfy?
Yes, thank you.
How do you do, Mr. Wilkes?
Oui, buongiorno. Come, Mr. Fellow?
Oh, I'm fine, sir.
He's Italian, you know.
Is everything satisfactory, sir?
Fine, Alfredo, fine.
Please, thank you. We can talk here.
Care for a drink, my dear?
No, thank you, but why don't you have one?
Yes, I think I'll have a...
Very well, sir.
Now then, young lady, you have a motive for coming here, haven't you?
Yes. Yes, I have. What I have to say is sort of personal.
Personal?
Well, actually, I don't know whether I even have the right to say it or not.
Well, that personal.
You know, Wilbur, you're a very attractive man.
Oh, I have been told that I do have a certain craggy, masculine charm.
And you're a man of conviction and decision. And it's that sort of strength that attracts women.
Oh, I suppose so. But I have never encouraged them.
Oh, no. I didn't mean that. No. I'm sure that you're not even aware of how a certain woman might feel about you.
Make that a double. This must be very painful for you, my dear.
Well, I didn't want to become involved, but I couldn't help it. You understand.
I do, completely.
Well, I'm happy that I was able to convey a delicate situation without mentioning names. I'm really very new at this sort of intrigue.
Poor child. Donna, I must be as honest with you as you've been with me.
Oh, I want you to.
From the moment I met her, at a wrestling match, there's been only one woman for me. Celia.
Well, I'm so happy for Celia.
And this certain other woman?
Oh, well, she had no right to even think of you. You and Celia belong together. She'll just have to work out a problem in her own way.
Your double tomato juice, sir.
Well, my dear, shall we order?
Yes, Wilbur.
I've got to see you, Doctor.
Oh, come in, Wilbur.
If you're busy, I'll come back later, next month. No. That would be the coward's way. You and I are grown-up men now, aren't we, Doctor?
That sounds like the preface to a serious subject, sir.
I just cannot understand it. And I think you'll be shocked, too.
Well, I'm supposed to be trained to respond unemotionally.
Not to this. If at any time you feel you should strike me, I'll understand.
Here we are.
You can take these off when I'm ready.
Thank you. I want you to know that I'm completely responsible for what happened.
What's happened?
Oh, nothing. Oh, she's a real lady. A victim of her emotions, perhaps, but a real lady. That you must believe.
Wilbur, I don't know what happened, and I'm not sure I want to know, but as long as you didn't provoke it, well, after all, she's of voting age.
What a civilized attitude! I must repeat that she is a perfect lady. She told me today, only after the agony of unrequited love had become unbearable.
Wilbur, I know Celia is very much in love with you, and I think you feel the same way about her.
Oh, I do. I worship that little pixie.
Father, no harm's been done. The woman jumped to an unwarranted conclusion, though I must say I admire her honesty in telling you so.
An act of supreme courage. You have every right to be proud of your wife.
Why? Donna?
Now? Shock. Oh, boy. Have a good laugh. It'll make you feel better.
Did you jump to this conclusion because of what Donna told you at lunch?
Why, you knew she was going to lunch with me?
Yes. I drove her to your office.
Rarely have I seen such understanding between a husband and wife.
Well, this whole thing began with...
Hello. Angel, oh. Darling, oh, how could I have mistrusted you?
My love, my treasure, my pet.
Donna told me everything.
Well, perhaps I better explain it.
No, you don't have to.
Oh, it was just one of those misunderstandings, but it's all right now.
Yeah, it could have happened to anyone. Think nothing of it.
You know, I once saw a scene like this in an old coward play.
Oh, Lovikins, let's go home, and I'll slice some bologna just for you.
Thank you. Goodbye,
dear. Bye.
Be kind to her. She couldn't help it.
Goodbye, Wilbur. There, aren't you glad everything's all straightened out?
You did a wonderful job.
And it just proves that husbands and wives should speak what's on their minds instead of going around imagining terrible things. Oh, when I think of it, it is silly. Wilbur involved with another woman. What's the matter, dear?
There is another woman in Wilbur's life.
Oh, darling, he told me how he feels about Celia. Why, it was absolutely beautiful.
I know. You see, this woman loves him. She also knows he can never return that love.
Really? How do you know?
He told me.
His secretary. Somebody we know? Well? Married? Children? That's terrible. Who is it?
I can't tell you.
Oh, why not? I won't tell anyone. Oh, please, give me a clue.
Well, she's very pretty and the last person you'd suspect.
Oh, well, then why won't you tell me?
Privileged communication between doctor and patient. Darling, if this ever got back to the woman's husband, he'd be destroyed. It's all over between Wilbur and this woman. Let's leave it that way.
All right, dear. You're right. But will you tell me someday?
Oh, maybe someday.
Somebody we all know. Married and with children. I just can't believe this has happened to somebody we know.
That's because you're a real lady.
Bid five, went down six, doubled, vulnerable. 2,300 points.
I'm sorry, dear.
Oh, you played it magnificently.
Yeah, oh, you shouldn't bid so high. After all, you were vul.
Yes, and I had four to the queen. Well, I'll go slice some more meat.
Your deal, your make.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Donna, I must apologize.
Oh, what for? It was my fault.
Oh, no. I mean, for what happened at lunch the other day. I should have known. But then you were very mysterious. Oh, very mysterious and complimentary. But even then, I see. Imagine thinking that you were enamored with me.
Oh,